Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Yevamos Daf Vav. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara Marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage. If you're already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked Daf Gemara before the shiur. If you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. Today's shiur will begin 9 lines from the top of Daf Vav. You will notice a second house marking on the page. We are, of course, in the middle of a sugya, and we pointed this out over the last few shiurim, that we're involved with one very long topic, and that is the justification for the Torah to use the word Aleha in order to teach us that in Mitzvahs Yibum we will not say that Aseh Doiche Loisaseh, and that in order to Mekayim, in order to fulfill the positive command of Yibum, we will allow the marriage of a forbidden woman, of an Erva. Now, in order to justify the need for Aleha, we are in effect saying that if you didn't have this Aleha, I would have said that an Aseh, a positive command, is Doiche Aloisaseh, a negative command, even if that negative command entails within it a Kores penalty. So where do we have precedent for that, that would then justify Aleha here by Yibum? So the Gemara continues, Elo, Salka Daita Chamino, Tesi means derive it. Tesi mi binyan base amigdosh. I would have derived as a precedent for saying Aseh Doiche Loisaseh Afilu Sheish Boi Kores from the case of Binyan Beis Hamikdash, the construction of the Holy Temple. Desanya, the Tanaic source deals with the building of the Beis Hamikdash. Would it be done, or could it have taken place even on Shabbos? But we should point out that this is the subtopic heading that you see on the side of the Gemara. There are tat nosei, binyan hamikdash eino deiche Shabbos. We will tell you that the building of the Beis Hamikdash does not supersede Shabbos. What does the source say? Yochol yehei binyan Beis Hamikdash deiche Shabbos. Could it be that the building of the Beis Hamikdash, which is a positive command, would that supersede Shabbos, which is a negative command? The Torah tells us, do not violate Shabbos, and one who does would bear a kores punishment. So do we say that binyan beis hamikdash supersedes Shabbos? Talmud Lomar, the pasuk says, as Shabbos yisai tishmoru, mikdashi tirou, kulchem chayovim bechvoidi. The pasuk says that you shall keep the Shabbos and fear the beis hamikdash. We'll talk about that a little bit more later, but everyone is bound to honoring Hashem through the observance and the restrictions of Shabbos. My love, is it not so that this pasuk is talking about the boine v'soiser, the acts of building and destruction or raising structures? And as such, I would have thought that you would do that on Shabbos. The time of the Kosev Rachman is Shabbos, so you said Tishmo, because the Pasuk goes out of its way to tell me, keep the Shabbos. Ho, lav, hochi, dochi. If not for that extra phrase, as Shabbos, so you say Tishmoiru, I would have thought that the building and construction matters regarding the Beis HaMikdash would have superseded Shabbos. Even though we're talking about Boine V'Soser. Boine V'Soser are Ovos Malachas. So that without the pasuk as Shabbosay Teshmo, if you would have left me to the rules of halacha, the rules of halacha say aseh, positive commands, in this case binyan beis hamikdash, construction of temple, doiche supersedes loisaseh, the negative command to keep the Shabbos, not to violate malachas on Shabbos. So with this we see that in the case of Yibum as well, I need a special verse to tell me that there shall not be a yibum marriage between the surviving brother and the widow who is a forbidden relative to him. The Gemara says, no, that's not what the Torah is talking about here in the regarding the Beis HaMikdash. Rather, lav demechamer, the negative command of not having animals drag loads for you on Shabbos. That even though that is a Shabbos prohibition to have an animal serve you on Shabbos, nevertheless, if one does allow his animal to carry loads, burdens for him on Shabbos, there is no kores penalty. So the Torah is telling me, then, because I have this special command of es Shabbos yisaitishmo, so I will not have my animals be dragging burdens in the effort of building the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos. But without that special verse of es Shabbos yisaitishmo, so I would have said that I would violate the asay of building Beis HaMikdash through Mechamer, even on Shabbos. The Gemara now asks, and this is a similar structure as we saw at the top of the page. The afilu hachi lo dochi. Are you saying that even though we're dealing only with Mechamer, which is a simple lav, that the asay of building the Beis HaMikdash is not docheit? We have a general rule that positive commands supersede negative commands that conflict with the positive command. Ligmar behocha. Let us learn from here. Doloi dochi. That the positive commands, like we see here, building the Beis HaMikdash, do not supersede simple negative commands. Again, we have a bracketed section just like we had above. So, the Gemara says, v'chitema, in the brackets, v'chitema, you might argue, well, you can't really learn that asay would not be doicha loisasa from the case of Mechamer, because shiny lavi de Shabbos de Chamiri. Here you're dealing with a negative command vis-a-vis, as far as Shabbos is concerned, which is more stringent than general negative commands. And because of that, so I wouldn't have thought to use Shabbos, this case of Shabbos, as a precedent to tell me that asay lo is not doicha lois asay. Well, if you're going to try to argue like that, but we find that's not an accepted argument. We find Tanaic literature in general, meaning regarding other areas of law, non-Shabbos related areas of law. And we don't undo, we don't deny an attempt to draw a conclusion by virtue of the fact that the source is going to be Shabbos. Desanya, here we have a source, just like we saw in our previous year. Yochol omar lo aviv. Would it be that a father tells his son, who is a Kohen, hitamei, go and do my will, but in order to do so, become defiled to the dead. Osha omar lo al tachsir. Or a father tells his son, do not return a lost item. Yochol yishomalo. Should a son listen to his father when his father is telling him to violate another Torah precept? Now what you have over here is, you've got a positive command of kibud av v'em, and the negative command, that which his father is telling him to violate. So should a son listen to his father? Talmud lomar, ish imoy v'oviv tiro, v'yes shabso yisei tishmaru, kulchem chayovem b'chvodi. There is the Torah says that even though a person is obligated to respect and be in awe of his mother and father, nevertheless, he is bound, all of them, parents, children, everyone is bound to keep the laws of Shabbos. And Shabbos is being used here as simply representative of all other areas of halacha as well. Kulchem chayovim b'chvoidi. Everyone is duty-bound to honor the Almighty. So what do we see from over here? We see that just because Shabbos is a stringent area of halacha, nevertheless, what we see by Shabbos applies to other areas as well. So, according to what we've concluded before with the rejection of the attempt to learn from Binyan Beis Hamikdash on the grounds that that was the case of Lav de Mechamer, and Lav de Mechamer then is a simple Lav, are we then to conclude that in general, Ein Aseh Doiche Lois Aseh, that positive commands do not supersede negative commands? Well, we know that's not true. Ela Mishum V'Iko LeMifrach, and here is the reason we don't try to draw conclusions from Binyan Beis HaMikdash, is Ma Lahanoch, the case of Binyan Beis HaMikdash, Shekein Hechsher Mitzvah. There is no other way to do the building of the Beis HaMikdash other than through the violation, if you will, of Shabbos. And only because of that, because there was no other way to be Mekayim the Mitzvah, I would have thought that the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, this construction of the Beis HaMikdash, would supersede Shabbos, and therefore I need to have the Pasuk to tell me don't do Beis HaMikdash construction on Shabbos. Once again, the main point is I had no other option in order to do the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, so I would have thought that that will supersede Shabbos. As opposed to the case of Yibum, I don't need a special pasuk. I don't need Aleha by Yibum because there's another way to fulfill the mitzvahs related to Yibum without violating the Isur Arayas. And how is that? Through Chalitza. The Gemara asks, Hechsher Mitzvah? The case we just described of Shabbos, where since it's a Hechsher Mitzvah, I need a special Gzeres HaKosav, Teipuk Lime Hasam, I could have learned that out from the case of Kibbut Ava'im that we had last time. What do I need two sources to tell me the same point? That even where you're involved with this concept of Hechsher Mitzvah, you are not to violate the positive command in order to when it comes at the expense of a negative command, as was the case with Kibbut Ava'im, and we're seeing now seemingly in a repetitious form the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara says, "In Hochinami, as far as this example of Hechsher Mitzvah, of where there is this issue of Hechsher Mitzvah, I need a special Gzeres HaKosav to tell me not to do the Aseh. I really could have, in fact, learned that from the case of Kibud Av V'Aim that we had in our previous Sugya." So then, if that's the case, we have Shav Soysay Tishmor Mikdashi Tiro Lomali. What do I need the limud that we had just today regarding Binyan Beis HaMikdash with the pasuk of Es Shavsu Seitishmo telling me not to do the Binyan Beis HaMikdash? Now Rashi spells out and will justify why we have a little house marking over here. The Rashi, you see, we have a star toward the end of the Rashi commentary. Elolav, rather, the Talif Minei, the Afilu Beloi Hechsher Mitzvah, we are therefore to learn from here that even in a non-Hechsher Mitzvah situation, like the case of Yibum, where I had alternative ways of fulfilling the mitzvahs of that realm, Iglo Kosiv Kro Behedyo, if you don't have an extra or a special posuk, Delo Dochi, to tell me not to supersede the negative command, Amrinon de Dochi. We would have said that the Aseh, the positive command, is so strong that it overcomes negative commands, even those that have Kores. Im Kain, Itzdrich Oleh. Oleho. And therefore, this would be the reason that we need Oleho. That if you don't have a special pasuk, like you had by the case of Binyan Beis Hamikdash and Shabbos, if you don't have that Es Shabbos Osai Tishmo pasuk, I would have learned that even where you're not dealing with Hechsher Mitzvah, the Aseh would be Doicha Delois Aseh. And therefore, in the case of Yibum with an Arayas, you need to have Oleho. The Gemara says, not so. This is a rejection. Mi Boyale, I need the Pasuk of Es Shabsoi Sai Tishmoru in the case of the Binyan Beis Hamikdash discussion. L'chidetanya, for the following teaching. And you'll notice we have a long answer, so bear that in mind. This long answer takes in a source. Yochol yisyore odo mi mikdash? Could it be that a person should be fear-struck of the Beis HaMikdash? Talmud lomar, es shabsoi sai tishmoru ves mikdashi tiro. Nemar shmiro bev Shabbos v'nemro moiro bev mikdash. The Torah speaks of terms of being shomer, keeping the Shabbos, and it talks in terms of moira, a fear of the Beis HaMikdash. Ma shmiro amur b'Shabbos, just like shmira, the keeping of Shabbos, lo mi Shabbos ato misyore, you're not fear struck of Shabbos. Rashi says at the top, the lo ksiv bei mora, doesn't say mora, they should fear the Shabbos, they should keep the Shabbos. So you're not expected to be fear struck of Shabbos, elo mi mishi hisir ala Shabbos. If you're going to talk in terms of fear, you're going to talk about fear or awe of he who commanded concerning the Shabbos. Af moira, more of a mitzvah, so too, with regard to moira, which often translates as fear, it's lomi mitzvah shatav v'shor. It's not that you're expected to be fear struck of the structure of the Beis HaMikdash, elamin she'izir al HaMikdash. Rather, fear struck or awe struck from he who commanded concerning the Beis HaMikdash, the Almighty. V'ezohi moira mikdash, so that what is meant by moira mikdash, the pasuk after all did say es mikdashi tiro, so what is entailed in that mitzvah of moira mikdash? If it doesn't mean fearing the structure, so then what does it mean? Lo yikones odem b'har abayis b'maklo b'minolo b'fundosoi uva avak shal gabi raglov. The fear of the Beis HaMikdash is not one of trepidation, but it's a function of how one accords honor to the location. One is not to enter the Temple Mount with a stick, a walking stick, with shoes on, with a money belt, with avak shal gabi raglov, with dirt on his feet. And one is not to traverse the Beis HaMikdash or the Temple Mount as a means of a shortcut to get to the other side, and all the more so one is not to spit on the Temple Mount. I would think that is limited to the time that the physical structure is still there. From where do we know that these rules apply even when the Beis HaMikdash is not standing anymore? It's lying in ruins. Talmud lomar, es shabsoi sai tishmoru mikdashi tiro. Ma shmira mur b'shabbos loilam, just like shmira in the context of Shabbos is permanent. Af mura mur b'mikdash loilam, so too, this concept of mura stated in the context of the Beis HaMikdash is also permanent. So at this point, I don't yet have a source, a basis for the Torah saying Oleho, without which I would have thought that the Aseh of Yibum is Doicha the Lois Aseh of Arayas. So what do I need Oleho for? Elo, Savkadei Termino. The house marking again is a new attempt to justify the Torah writing Oleho. Again, Oleho in the context of Yibum, to tell me, do not do Mitzvah Yibum with an Erva. Now we have a tatnose, a subtopic, on the side, and we've indicated it goes till daf zayin amud aleph. Oynish shel miso shel beisdin ein mevatzim oisoi b'shabbos. The punishment accorded by the court. If someone is guilty of a capital punishment, one of them is sreifa, of being killed, executed through hot molten lead. That, even though there's a mitzvah involved, it's not to be done on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, I would have thought, Sakadei Techamina, Tesi Mehavora, let us learn the need for Olao from the rule concerning Havora, burning on Shabbos. The Talmud Beir Shmuel, Lo Suvaro Esh B'chol Moshvoi Sechem. You notice there's a bracketed section. Within the brackets, there is language that is not accurate. So, if we skip the brackets momentarily, after having opened up with the Pasuk mentioning the prohibition of burning fire wherever you dwell, and when we say wherever you dwell, that means even outside the land of Israel. That's Moshevo Sechem, wherever you dwell. The Brisa asks, Moshevo Isma Tamud Lomar, what do I need the Torah to say wherever you dwell? Would you have thought otherwise? Would you have thought that Shabbos is limited to the land of Israel? Michti Shabbos Choyvas Hagufi. Shabbos is a personal obligation. It's not a land-based mitzvah. The Choyvas Haguf Noheges Bein Boretz Bein Bechutz Loretz. Personal obligations are binding, are practiced and binding whether you're in the land or outside the land. One is expected to put on tefillin, his phylacteries, not just in the land of Israel, but wherever he dwells. One is expected to keep the holidays wherever they dwell. These are personal-based mitzvahs, not land-based mitzvahs. Moshevos Rachmona v'Shabbos Lomeli, the word Moshevos Sechem that the Torah writes in the context of Shabbos, what is its role? So the Gemara will then answer why the word Moshevos appears. Before we get to that, let's go back over the bracketed section. The Bryce had opened up with the Pasuk of Lo Sivar Esh B'chol Moshevos Sechem, and we said that includes Chutz Loretz. Ma Tamad Lomar. Why do I need this Pasuk? The Gemara asks, Ma Tamad Lomar? Are you asking, what do I need this Pasuk of don't burn fire on Shabbos? Ilu Rav Yossi Lelav, Ilu Rav Nosson Lechalek. There's a Machlokas Tanoim, Rav Yossi and Rav Nosson, as to how to regard this Pasuk. Rav Yossi says Lelav. Rav Yossi says that burning fire on Shabbos is unique in contrast to all the other melachos of Shabbos. All the other melachos of Shabbos, if one violates them knowingly, generates a capital offense, capital punishment. According to Rabbi Yossi, burning fire is a mere, we'll call low-grade, negative command without court execution. As far as Rabbi Nosson is concerned, he has a different take on this pasuk. Lo sivar esh b'chol moshevos sechem is lechalek, is to distinguish or individualize. Lechalek would be individualize each melach of Shabbos. And practically speaking, if a person, just like this is isolated as a separate melach, lo sivar esh b'chol moshevos sechem, so too sewing, cooking, writing, each one of the Malacha Shabbos are individual, and if a person would do multiple Malacha Shabbos unknowingly, he would be several separate sacrifices, one sacrifice corresponding to each Malacha. That's Lechalek. Desanya, Havara, Lelav Yosasa. Devei Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef, he says in this source that the Torah speaks about Havara on its own to show that it's different than all the other Ovos Melachos, that it's a mere negative command, not carrying with it the capital punishment associated with the other Melachah Shabbos. Rabbi Nosson Omer Lechalek, the Torah speaks about Lo Sivaro Esh, burning on Shabbos in an isolated, individualistic form. So too, this is an archetype of all the Melachah Shabbos, each one of them being isolated, separate avos. The Omar Rava, Tana Moishavos Kokashile. Rava says, when the Tana opened up with this pasuk and said, what do I need it for? The Tana was not asking, what do I need a pasuk warning against burning fire on Shabbos? That, we just said, is the reason for that is a machloikis tanoyim. So what was the point of difficulty? It's the use of the word moshavos, moshavosechem. What does moshavos matamad lomar? We're reading, continue reading what that which we read before. Mechti Shabbos choyves hakufi. Shabbos is a personal obligation. It's not a land-based obligation. V'choyves hakufi, noheges, bein bars, bein b'chutzlarts. All personal bound, based mitzvos are binding, whether in the land or outside the land of Israel. Moshavos igazer rachmona lomali. Again, Moshavos igazer rachmona b'Shabbos lomali. Why, in the context of Shabbos, do you see the word Moshavos? What does it teach me? To tell me that Shabbos is binding wherever you are, the Torah didn't have to use the word Moshavos whatsoever. The Gemara answers, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Omar Talmud Echon, in the name of Rabbi Shmuel, a student said, Lefi Shenemar, because there is a pasuk that says, V'chiyeh b'ish cheit mishpat moves uhumas, whereupon a man violated a capital offense and is to be punished by death. Death meaning court execution. Shomeani bein b'chol bein b'shabbos. I would say that the court is to execute the violator, whether on a weekday or on Shabbos. The court has to carry out what its mandate is, and that's to execute regardless of what day of the week. Uma ani mekayim echal moisimos. And what would I do then with the pasuk that says, he who violates melachos on Shabbos is to be put to death? B'sham melachos chutz mimitzas besdin. That would refer to other melachos other than court execution. Court execution is different. That supersedes Shabbos. Oyeina yelo afilo misas besdin. Maybe to the contrary, that mechamos yimos includes the court, namely that the court is not to carry out its mandate of executing people on Shabbos. Umo ani mekayem humos. And then what am I going to do with the pasuk above that says that the court shall certainly execute the guilty party? B'chol v'lo b'Shabbos. That would be on a weekday and not on Shabbos. Oh, you know, elo afilo b'Shabbos. You notice in this brisa we've dashed underline these phrases, o eino ela. The Tana, you can see, is mitlabet. He is in doubt. He is he's bothered by alternative possibilities. Maybe this way, maybe that way. Now, what exactly is running through the mind of this author, of this brisa? That will be the subject of discussion later in the Gemara. But for the time being, we're going on this back and forth with this deliberation. And at this point, maybe court execution is to take place b'chol not on Shabbos. Or maybe even on Shabbos. Talmud loymar, loy sivaru eish b'chol mosh voisechem. So we come back to the pasuk with which we opened this source. You shall not burn fire wherever you dwell. Lahalanu oimer, v'hoyu eile lochem luchukas mishpat ledoroseichem b'chol moish voiseichem. There's another pasuk in Bamidbar Perek Lamed Hey, ma moishavos amurim lahalon beveisdin. Just like the word moish voiseichem in the pasuk we just quoted is a reference to courts, af moishavos amurim kan beveisdin. The Moshavos, Moshvosechem word, Lo Suvaresh B'chol Moshvosechem, is referring to the court. The Omer Rachmon Lo Sivaru, and the Torah says, do not burn, and burning is a form of court execution, as we described before, where molten lead is boiled up and poured into the throat of the offender. So the Torah is telling me not to carry out court executions on Shabbos. So that's why the word Moshvosechem appears in the context of burning prohibition on Shabbos. It's an instruction to the courts. My lav, Rabbi Nosson, is it not so that this source is in accordance with Rabbi Nosson? Yomer lechalek yotzasa, that the pasuk of Lo Suvar Eish, that the Shabbos violation of fire was isolated, to show me that fire burning is an individual, it represents an individual malacha, and it is treated individually, just like each other, and so too each other one of the Malachas Shabbos is to be treated individually, as we explained earlier. But according to Rabbi Nosson, there is no lessening of severity by burning than any other Malach of Shabbos. It's a capital offense. So now, if in fact this is in accordance with Rabbi Nosson, and burning fire on Shabbos is a capital offense, do the courts execute people on Shabbos? Well, we say no. The time of the Kos Rachman Lo Sevaru, only because you have a special pasuk tying the hands of the courts or restricting the courts. Ha'lav ha'chidachi. If not for that, I would have said that the assay of Vuhumas, we saw before, the instruction to the court to execute, that's a positive command, that would have overruled the Shabbos restriction. That we'll read that again. Ha'lav ha'chidachi. And we see then that in general, an asay can be doicha loisas a sheish bokaris, and that's why I need aleha. So at this point, we have come to the end of that last house. The house marking was basically one point to prove that I need aleha. And we see it from this case. Loi, the Gemara rejects that and says that this source, which was dealing with Shabbos, isn't dealing with Shabbos as a capital offense, and according to Rabbi Nosson, that would have been obvious that the aseh is not doicha v'lois aseh. This is Rabbi Yossi. This is in accordance with Rabbi Yossi. And since we're dealing with a simple asay, or I should say a simple lois asay, a non-capital offense level lois asay, I would have said court executions through burning should take place on Shabbos, if not for the fact that I have a special pasuk of Lo Sevaresh B'chol Moshvoseichem. Now, again, a house marking. The Gemara says, okay, I'll accept what you just said, that this is in accordance with Yossi, but still I'll be able to demonstrate from here, from the case of court executions, that I need to have aleha in the case of Yibum. V'teve nami Rabbi Yossi. Let the source above be according to Rabbi Yossi. Eimar dom Rabbi Yossi havora lelav yotzasa. That's havora greitza. Granted, Rabbi Yossi says that burning on Shabbos, fire burning on Shabbos is a low-grade negative offense. That's simple burning. If someone were to, let us say, take a fire and burn a piece of paper with it. Havara the Beis Din, however, when, as we demonstrated above, that the pasuk is talking about Beis Din, was a court execution through Havara, that is not a mere issue of burning fire. Bishol Psila Hu. Psila is a reference to a rod made of soft metallic material, something like lead. The Omer of Sheshes Mali Bishol Psila Mali Bishol Samonim. What difference does it make what is being cooked up? The Samonim were the dyes in the Beis Hamikdash that were cooked up to have where plants and plant roots were put into a water solution that were cooked up and the dyes were released. Or I take a piece of metal, put it in the fire to soften it up. That is a form of bishol. So, what do we see? We see that I would have carried out the court execution through havara, which really is a reference to bishol. if not for the fact, and Bishul was not something that Rabbi Yossi disagrees with. Bishul certainly, the act of Bishul's cooking up, it certainly carries with it a capital level offense. And I would have done it on Shabbos if not for the fact that the Pasuk goes out of its way to say, Lo Sivaresh B'chol Mosh V'Sechem. If not for that, I would have done it. The Aseh would have been Doicha, Lo Sasesh Yesh B'Koreis. Likewise, with regard to Yibum, the Aseh of Yibum would have been Doicha, the Lo Sasesh of Arayas. Hence, I need Oleha to tell me otherwise. The Gemara rejects this. Omar Rav Simi Bar Ashi. Hi, Tano, lo mishum di osi aseh v'dochi lo isaseh, elo mishum de maisi lei mikalvo chomer. The case involving court execution on Shabbos, as we described above, and the thought that it should be doche Shabbos, is not a function of the topic we are dealing with of aseh doche lo isaseh. The Tano there, with regard to court execution on Shabbos, thought that court execution should be done on Shabbos by virtue of Kal Vachomer logic. So we don't have that as a precedent that an aseh could be Dercha Lois aseh Sheyesh Bo Koreis. And if we would stop here, then we still would not know why the Pasuk has to say all leha in the case of Yibum. As a result of that, if you continue down, if you skip ahead to Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, a little less than halfway down, you'll notice there was the end of a bracketed section and a house marking that appears where the Gemara says, Elo Itzterich. The Gemara, once again, will come back and say, I do need Aleha, and we'll see why. But at this point in the Gemara, we don't see why you need to have Aleha. And if you'll ask, well, what did I see by the case of court executions? No, the case of court executions, there I would have thought it supersedes Shabbos because of Kal Vachomer logic. So now that we've introduced this Gemara, we're prepared to go through it textually, but before we get into the text, pay attention to the structure. The superstructure we already demonstrated. Then I'm going to get back to the Aleha discussion halfway down Zayin Amud Aleph. But before that, you notice we have a bracket and a bracket explanation, a starred explanation to the left of the Gemara. Ad kan ikur hadachia. Up till this point, we have the main rejection of the court execution as being justification for Aleha. B'sochas Agrama Gemara Masbira Kal Vachomer. Within the bracketed section, the Gemara will present the Kal Vachomer, that Kal Vachomer logic which would have led me to think that court executions shall be done on Shabbos. Acharei HaSograyim, after the bracketed section, HaGemara Mamshicha L'chapes Loma Tzrichim Oleha Les or Yibum Im Erva Hoichocha L'chashiva Segrayim Eilu Ayin Rashi L'kaman Zayin Ma'alef Dim Ramasal Elos Al Gedaitoch. Often in our Gemara markings, our Gemara, we point out comments made by Rashi which indicate the need for a marking system. And you can see that in the Rashi on Zayin Amud Aleph, a little less than halfway down, where it says Elo Salka Daitoch, and Rashi has to tell you when at that point in the Gemara where we have the next house marking, this is Li'el Koi, that this Elo Itzrich is a throwback to the discussion before the brackets. Do Kim the Daha the Itzrich Lo Sevar Mishum Di Lo Kosev Rachmona Av Maisin B'Kav Vachomer V'Lav Mishum De Osi Asay V'Dochi Lo Isasay the Koreis V'Leo Lomeli. And we are, as we explained, we are still left with the question of what do I need the Aleha for? And at that point, Elo Sakhidai Tachamino, the Gemara will continue. Notice how Rashi is so concerned with Gemara structure and what I often like to say, unfortunately, that is, that people lose the sight of the forest for the trees. Now, We are back at the bottom of Vav Amud Beis. We have a Mivneh, structural note, and a bow tie is featured. Hesper HaTana DeBei Rabbi Shmuel. We are attempting to explain the Tana DeBei Rabbi Shmuel, which was the source, the long source that we saw on this Daf Vav Amud Beis, dealing with the court executions. We're going to try to explain the source number one, Lefi Hadechia, in light of the fact that we are telling you that he's not working with the concept of Asei Doicheloi Sase, but rather with Kal V'chomer logic. And then there's number two, there's a bow tie number two that appears on Dav Zayin Amud Aleph, Lefi HaHavamina. Very interesting structure, namely, how were we to have learned the source according to the Havamina? And what the Gemara is bothered by is the fact that there was those deliberation remarks in the middle of the source. Something was causing, in the logical flow, causing the author to vacillate, thinking one way and then switching to think another way. What was the basis of that vacillation? So the Gemara will deal with that as well when we get to number two. The Mivneh note continues. We have a double star note. Mizgorois Mikuvkovois. We have frames that appear, but they're dashed frames. Kan, we have one over here. Uve Omid Habon, Zayin of Aleph, Marim Kavonas Hatana Rebbe Shmuel. We're demonstrating what the intent of the Tana Rebbe Shmuel. Tana Rebbe Shmuel himself was a Tanaic source. And now we're trying to reconstruct the source according to our understanding of what his intent was. Hence we're using a frame, but it's not an actual source, but it's our reconstruction of the source. Number one, the first bow tie, number one, will be Lefi Hadechia, the kavona, the intent of Rabbi Shmuel, the Tana Shmuel, according to the rejection of the Gemara, a rejection of the Olah discussion, Sheloimed, where the Tana Shmuel learns Dinov Derech Kavachomer, instead of learning the need for a Pasuk, but based on Asei Dechelois Haseh, I need the Pasuk because without which I would have had Kal V'chomer logic that would have led me to think otherwise. That's number one. Number two, Ma Hoyo Kavonosoi Lufi Ahavamina Dosi Asei V'dochilois Haseh. What was the original understanding when the Gemara brought in the Pasuk of Lo Svar Eish, the Tana Rebbe Shmuel? What was the understanding, or what were the points of vacillation, thinking that we were dealing with Asei Dechelois Haseh? Now, that having been said, we go to the text of the Gemara. V'hochi ko'omar. The Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel spoke about the prohibition of burning Eish on, burning fire on Shabbos. Notice we have a little arrow to the immediate left-hand side of the Gemara text. If you align this with what with the arrow above, you notice that what we're doing is we're picking up the source from that point with further explanation. After the source had said that court executions could take place, whether it's on a weekday or on a Shabbos, Mo'ani Mekayim Echala Mois Yumos. What am I then going to do with the pasuk that says one who violates Shabbos is subject to death? Bishar Melachas Chutz Mias Bezin. That's a reference to other Melachas, other activities, other forms of constructive activity besides court execution. Avo Misas based in Dachya Shabbos Mikal V'chomer. But court execution will supersede the laws of Shabbos through Kal V'chomer logic. And here we present to you the Kal V'chomer, which is the basis of that Tanaic source, the basis of the Havamina. And it says as follows, we're at the top of Dav Zayin Amud Aleph. Umo avoido shihi chamura v'doiche Shabbos, retzicha doiche oiso, What we're doing is we're constructing a hierarchy of offenses or of activities. The top of this list would be what we call ritzicha, means court execution. Court execution supersedes avoda. Avoda means the offering of sacrifices. The offering of sacrifices in the Beis HaMikdash supersedes Shabbos. So if you create a list, a hierarchy, and we have a little note on the side where we illustrate this hierarchy, you will come to the conclusion that the top of the pyramid is court execution. And that certainly should be able to be done on Shabbos. And again, how is that? How does that operate? So the Gemara says, mind you, avoda, which is chamur, it's considered a serious area of law, so much so that it supersedes Shabbos. And that's evident by the fact that we offer sacrifices. Public sacrifices are to be offered on Shabbos. The daily morning sacrifice, the daily afternoon sacrifice, the Tomet Shel Shachar, Tomet Shel Beir Abayim, Musafim, are all offered on Shabbos. That's Avodah, and that involves what would otherwise be, if a person did those things on a personal in a personal environment, they would be Shabbos violations. So Avodah, which is a severe area or important area, and it supersedes Shabbos. We also know that the power of the court to execute someone will supersede Avodah, as is witnessed by the Pasuk that says, Me'im Mizbechiti Chenulomus. That means if there is a Kohen who's on his way to offer a sacrifice, but that Kohen was guilty of a capital offense, he is to be stopped from going to the Avodah and rather to be executed. The Gemara continues on the third line from the top. Shabbos shenidcheis mipnei avodah. Shabbos which is weaker than avodah. Eino din shetei ritzicha deichasa, all the more so. Court execution should be able to supersede Shabbos. Just to go over this point once again, if avodah is able to supersede Shabbos, and we know it does, then certainly court execution, which is even stronger than avodah, will supersede Shabbos. So at that point, it would see what's the direction we're taking, that court execution should be able to be done on Shabbos. And yet, we saw vacillation. Notice we have a little arrow indicating Vav Amud Beis. If you go back to Vav Amud Beis, you'll see an arrow where there is a Zayin Amud Aleph notation. We're now going to explain the vacillation that we saw there. Oh my, oy, einoy deka omar. What was the doubt that the Tana had that led him to think that Misas based in shall not supersede Shabbos? Hochi ka'omar, this is what his vacillation was based on. Kvuras me smitzvah teichiach, the requirement of burying the unaccounted for dead. Me smitzvah is a body that no one has accounted for. No one is taking care of its burial, and you chance upon it. So you have an obligation to see to it that it's buried properly. So let the case of Furas Meis Mitzvah prove to the contrary. We know that if someone is on his way to offer sacrifices, but he encounters a Meis Mitzvah, he defiles himself, thereby preventing him from continuing on his trip to do the sacrifice in favor of burying the body. If one, however, would encounter a body on Shabbos, he's not going to bury it. That involves malachos, and one does not doiche Shabbos for the sake of caring for the meis mitzvah. So the case of meis mitzvah can prove to the contrary. Contrary to what we proved just before. Namely, shedoiches avodah. Here you have something that overpowers, supersedes avodah, namely tending to the meis mitzvah, which involves you defiling yourself to a corpse. So here you have something that supersedes avodah, v'yein doiches Shabbos, and it does not supersede Shabbos. Tending to the body is not to be done on Shabbos. So too before. Just because we said that court execution supersedes avodah, that doesn't mean that it would supersede Shabbos. Hodor Omar. Notice we have a star indicating to go back to Vav Amud Beis. You can find the corresponding star, and this continues to explain the vacillation that we saw before. Hodor Omar Kvuras Meis Mitzvah Tidche Shabbos Mikal V'Chomer. And then in the vacillation, we said maybe burying the found body should overpower Shabbos, based on the following Kal V'Chomer. Uma Avoido Shidurche Shabbos Kvuras Meis V'Durche Oysa Mili V'Lachoso. Mind you, avoda, which supersedes Shabbos, as we said earlier, you do sacrificial activity that involves Melechus Shabbos. You do it on Shabbos because it's avoda. You do it on Shabbos, and we see Kruas Meis Mitzvah is even stronger than avoda. It supersedes avoda based on the pasuk of Vila Achoso. Without getting into the entire Xeris Hakosav regarding that word that you find by a nozir, but from the word Vila Achoso, we learn that tending the Meis Mitzvah overrules avoda. In other words, opt to do the burial of the Meis Mitzvah, even if it's going to come at the expense of your sacrificial activity. Shabbos shenidche mitnei avoda, Shabbos which is even weaker than avoda, eino din shetei kvuras Meis Mitzvah doicha oisa, then all the more so, kvuras Meis Mitzvah should supersede Shabbos. And if that be the case, so then court execution, which is doicha avoda, should be doicha Shabbos. Talmud loymar loy sevaru. And that's why I need the pasuk to tell me otherwise. Because based on Kal V'Chomer logic, court executions would have been carried out on Shabbos. Otherwise, But because I have this pasuk Lo Sevaru, it's telling me do not heed the Kal V'Chomer. But just to review the main point, the case of Lo Sevaru Esh does not in any way show me that I need Oleha. Ulamai de Solek Adaite Meikora de Osia Sevedochi Loisase. According to the original thinking that the case of court execution and the source of the Talmud Shmuel is a basis for needing Oleha, because it was working on the concept of Osi Ase V'Dochi Lo Isase, even though there is Kores, what was the deliberation of the Tana? Mai Oy Einoy Dekomar. Concerning what point was he vacillating? Hachi Komar. And here again we have a reread of that source. But again, we're picking up like we did at the first bow tie from the point at which the Gemara had said that court executions should take place on Shabbos. Mo'ani Mekayim Chalos Yuma. So what am I going to do with the pasuk that says Shabbos violations result in a death penalty? B'sham alochas chutz mimisas beis, and that refers to other activities, baking and writing and building, all other kinds of activities. Chutz mimisas beis and avo misas beis and dochi Shabbos, the osi aseh v'dochi lo isaseh, the positive command of executing the dead, of executing the offenders, supersedes the negative command of the rules of Shabbos. Hoda Omar, again, we're explaining the vacillation that we saw originally. Then the Tana figured, Eimar Diamina Nosi Aseh V'Chilois Aseh. When do you apply the rule of Aseh D'Chilois Aseh? Lois Aseh Greater, that's when it's a simple, low intensity level negative command. Ava Lois Aseh Sheshbo Kores, a negative command that carries with it a Kores penalty like Shabbos. Mi Shamis Lei the Dachi, whoever heard of the positive command overruling such a powerful institution as a Loisas, a Sheshbo Kores. Hoda Omar, and then the vacillation in the other direction. Atu asay the doiche es loisas, that which we say that a positive command supersedes even a negative, a standard negative command. Lav loisas chomor mine, is it not so that a negative command is considered more severe? And that can be illustrated by the form of punishment. When one violates a negative, a simple, we'll call it low-level negative command. One eats swine meat. The pasuk says not to eat those unkosher, unkosher animals, and one does do it. He is guilty of receiving lashes. If one, let us say, does not put on tefillin, one doesn't put a mezuzah up on his doorpost, what punishment is there? Well, we don't, not any punishment we're familiar with. So that it can be said that a loisase carries with it an actual punishment, a court-based punishment, and ase does not. So is it not so that a standard loisase is more serious, if you will, more chomor than a positive command? And based on the rules of Torah, the positive command nevertheless supersedes negative commands. Mali chumro zuto, mali chumro rabo. If that be the case, what difference does it make whether that the negative thing is stronger in a small way or stronger in a great way? Therefore, the assay of court execution should be doiche Shabbos based on this basic rule of assay doiche lois assay. Talmud loimar loisivaru. Therefore, I need a pasuk to tell me that you do not allow the rule of aseh dochelos aseh to operate in the case of court execution. But as we said before, the topic of court execution doesn't justify for our purposes the need for alav, because within the realm of Yibum, we're working with the concept of aseh dochelos aseh. And when it comes to that rule, asay doichaloisase would not necessarily operate in the face of aloisase shiesh bo kores, like is the case of arayas. So why did the Torah have to go out of its way to say aleha? So that will be the point at which we pick up the Gemara next time. Before we conclude, let us remind you that if you wish to be in touch with us, in order to access marked Gemaras, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.